You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Hosting Hotline. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Hosting Hotline. This is where you get to call in. Well, actually, you'll go to our website, thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a red button that says Ask TFE. You'll press it, and you can record your voice, ask your question, and we'll answer it here right on the show. And today, we've got a question from Christina.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. It's Christina again. I just have one more question that I would love for you to talk about. And I can also come ask inside the group now that we're in your program, which, by the way, we're super, super excited about. And thank you so much for creating such an amazing program and community. As you know, Linda and Brianna and myself are just starting the concept of our short-term rental from the very beginning. And so there's three of us. We all have other full-time jobs. So this is going to be, you know, something that we're doing on in addition, but with each other. So we have the opportunity to divide the work up really between the three of us. And I'm curious kind of how you see like three major buckets of work that might help us to start seeing where like the role each of us would play. Like, I mean, we already know some things about ourselves. Like, I really like the operations of like setting up structure. Lyndon's really good at like partnerships and design and all that kind of stuff. Brianna's really good at kind of the pulse and knowing people and what they need and where they're at and good at marketing. So I'm curious how you see like division of labor could be in the very beginning when we're just starting even the research between three people. So love your thoughts and thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right, Christina, this is a good question. Now, you had a really easy idea for Christina to break this down to at least get her thoughts going.
I'm someone that writes everything down. I have to see the vision of what I'm thinking here. So this is what I want to offer to you, Christina, and all of your partners. To me, you're all in an equal partnership. So you're all the CEOs. And I think it's okay to have co-CEO. So all of you will be at that top of the org chart as CEOs. And then I would assign a COO, Chief Operating Officer, a CMO, a Chief Marketing Officer, and then a CFO. A chief financial officer.
So Annette, what do you think then the COO, the chief operational officer, like what would they do in your opinion?
The COO would be in charge of the behind the scenes of the operations of the property. So hiring out the team, customer service, making sure any of the consumables are there and dialed in.
And the thing about that too is I don't think we're suggesting that, let's say, partner A is the COO. They don't have to be on the app 24/7, 365, but it would be their job to find someone to manage guest communication on the various apps and emails. And so they would be in charge of finding that person.
And the COO could assign the CMO and the CFO to also be part of the customer service team. So especially when you have a small team, people wear many, 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 many hats. So don't be afraid to distribute those hats to everyone.
Okay, so what are some CMO responsibilities that you can think of?
All right, for CMO, I heard in the question that someone probably focuses more on the design aspect. And that to me is going to be the very first focus of marketing your property. You want to make sure that it's designed properly. And then the CMO would also take care of things like putting your property on listing sites, on OTAs, in the future, being in charge of that direct booking site. Also, email collection, any sort of marketing to maybe influence or, you know, local shops, bars, and restaurants in your town. That's what the CMO to me would be in charge of.
Okay, we're 2/3 of the way there. We might as well lay out this one. What would the CFO, the chief financial officer, be in charge of?
And I also heard in the question, someone's really likes to dive into the numbers. So this is going to be the numbers person. This is going to be to someone that's helping you set up the bank accounts. If you're going to do any credit cards, do forecasting for you, keep track of the day-to-day financials. They would be the one helping you if you have a bookkeeper. They're going to be corresponding with the bookkeeper. They're going to be the one trying to map out what your nightly rate is going to be. They are going to do all the functions of the finances. They're going to work really closely with the CMO when they're designing the property and helping them establish a budget, with the COO on how they hire the team, how they pay the team. That's what the CFO would be doing.
So we hope that helps your question, Christina. Saying the words question and Christine in the same sentence is not easy. We hope that answers your question. And this is not the only way you could structure your partnership, but we wanted to get those ideas going for you to see what works best for you and your team. Annette and I are in a partnership with Annette's sister, and we have it structured differently because people brought different things to the table, like money and a W-2. And so there's not one way to do it, but we thought this would at least get you going. And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.